This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's still a chance Congress could change this in the next 2 weeks, but as of this morning, the interest rate has doubled on new federally subsidized student loans. It's now 6.8%, up from 3.4%. While this change could cost the average student $2,600, critics say the larger problem is the sometimes crippling levels of the debt itself. Is there a better way? Bruce Chapman, an economist at the Australian National University in Canberra, is the architect of a system that's attracting some attention in Washington, D.C. They do what, Professor?
It is quite different. When people enroll in college, they sign a contract agreeing to pay in the future, but only when and if their incomes are above currently about $50,000, Australian dollars, a year.
Let me get this straight. So if you come out with a degree at an Australian university and you're not making that much money to start for the first few years, and perhaps your salary is under about 50,000 Australian dollars, you don't have to pay this thing back at all at that stage.
That's correct. You pay nothing until your income reaches that level. And then it's like kind of an income tax system. It's progressive. That is, you pay 4% of your income after 50,000, which is about $1,400 a year off your debt. It can get up to 8% of your income if you're earning about 70,000.
The feature of this that will particularly hurt the heads of Americans hearing it is that it was designed, if I have this right, knowing full well that many students will never pay the money back.
Well, let's look at the data. The proportion of the money that comes back is at least 85 to 90%, because most graduates from Australian universities will have a starting salary which is greater than the $50,000. So the critical point is that just about every graduate will pay this back, but you are protecting the ones who aren't in a position to pay back.
Is there any argument that this system allows graduates to take on lower paid careers that might be of use to society at some sort of greater rate, as opposed to those who might be burdened with student loans who have to go in and get a higher paid, perhaps corporate job?
There's no evidence for that. If you're a graduate in Australia, over your lifetime, on average, you'll earn about $1.5 million more dollars than if you're a non-graduate. The debts are about $25,000. So how much is this really? And if you wanted to avoid paying back, yes, you could by taking a low-pay job. But even the low-pay jobs eventually would be paying more than the $50,000.
Professor, have any other countries expressed interest or adopted the Australian model?
Yes, they have. While we've been doing this for 25 years, it has now been adopted in about 6 or 7 other countries, including England and New Zealand, Hungary and Korea.
Bruce Chapman is Director of Policy Impact at the Australian National University's Crawford School of Public Policy. Dr. Chapman, thank you.
My pleasure.